Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a good Sunday and a Saturday and a Friday night, even though I was here on Friday night. I can tell you this much, though. I'm here every single weeknight. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And during the course of the weekend, of which I hope you had a good one, we've had a lot go down in the world of sports. And we're going to talk about it all here over the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. If you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, it's simple. We got a phone number. It's connected to multiple phone lines. We pay our bills. So if you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So, what are we going to talk about over the next 4 hours? Well, there was a big trade that went down in the NBA over the weekend. I'm sure you heard about it. Yesterday, we learned that Bradley Beal is going to be moving west. He's going to be a Phoenix Sun. We learned that Chris Paul, all things considered, he is likely going to be heading to Washington. The deal is contingent upon a few things, namely trying to figure out where the hell they want to or might want to send Chris Paul in a three-person trade. But we'll get into that next hour. A little complicated as it relates to the future of Chris Paul, who said he found out he was traded by his son on a plane. We'll get into Bradley Beal and how he fits into Phoenix with Kevin Durant and also Devin Booker. Aaron Judge, still not playing baseball, we'll talk about him. We learn that Draymond Green is opting out of his contract with the Golden State Warriors. And the Golden State Warriors say, we want the man back. We got an update on Stephon Diggs. We know Stephon Diggs went back to work, but is he welcome back at work? Lou Williams retired. Nikola Jokic made it back to Serbia in time to watch his horses. Bob Huggins, reminding everybody how disgusting he is, he actually decided to quit before he was fired. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. You would have known this already if you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief. That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then also, this was some news that happened today. This is almost like the sighting of Bigfoot. Victor Wembanyama is in New York City. The NBA draft is going to take place on Thursday. And this guy from France, who's just a gigantic 19-year-old, 7'4 with no shoes, 7'5 with shoes, this giant human being is he's touched down in New York City. And so we'll talk about him momentarily. Shep, how was your weekend?
It was good, Jared. Thanks for asking, man. How was yours? How was your Father's Day?
My Father's Day was good, man. Thank you very much. No complaints. Victor Wembanyama here. Not yet a father. 19 years old. 7'5. If Victor Wembanyama has a kid sometime down the line, his child is going to be, I don't know, 7'2", 7 feet. Victor Wembanyama, his dad, 6'6", competed in track and field. His mother, a basketball coach and a player, 6'3". His older sister plays professional basketball. Victor Wembanyama, for the past 7 years, since he was 12 years old, wanted to play professional basketball in the NBA. And I've probably heard about Victor Wembanyama for the past year and a half. Who is this guy? He's 7'2", he's 7'3", he's bigger than Rudy Gobert. He's a combination of Rudy Gobert and Kevin Durant. Victor Wembanyama at 7'5" will tell you that he has modeled his game after Kevin Durant and Dirk Nowitzki. Those are two Hall of Famers. Victor Wembanyama is the most highly touted prospect since some guy named LeBron James burst onto the scene. This man, Victor Wembanyama, this young man, 19 years old, he turned pro at 15 years old. His team just competed in the French championship. They lost, and now he's in America. This afternoon, Victor Wembanyama touched down in New York City, and he was mobbed at the airport. Now, this is what I'm thinking. He's 7'5". I'm sure he sat in first class, but damn it, they ain't a plane big enough. They made this man fly all the way over from France. They made this man come all the way over from Paris on a plane. Why? So the NBA could shoot it. Come on now. This man walked through the airport. He was mobbed. Getty had photographers there on the scene. TMZ was on the scene. There were fans ready to get autographs on the scene. And Victor Wembanyama, of course, the NBA was there to capture the moment for their social media. And the NBA, they pretty much asked him, after being mobbed while still walking through the airport in New York City, mind you, it's like, hey, man, you ready? Are you surprised at all the people that showed up?
Victor, did you expect all this?
I don't know. I didn't know what flight I was on, but, you know, it's fun. Seeing that you can have such impact on people.
He didn't know how they knew what flight he was on. He's happy just to have such an impact on people. Well, Victor, they put you on a commercial flight so you could help promote the draft this upcoming Thursday, of which, must I remind you, the San Antonio Spurs got the number one pick. And they have a history of selecting big men. I don't know, that changed the franchise. That hold them down for about a decade or maybe two. Somebody named David Robinson, another big man, historical big man, another dude named Tim Duncan. Is Victor Wembanyama going to be the next Hall of Fame San Antonio Spurs? Is Victor Wembanyama going to be the next big man? And when I say big, 7'5". Is he going to be the dude who helps bring championships back to San Antonio? A couple of weeks ago, during the NBA draft lottery, Victor Wembanyama was home in France. Brian Windhorst was sitting there right with him. And Victor Wembanyama is already talking about winning titles.
It's 2:30 a.m. here in Paris. Victor, you found out a couple of moments ago you'll be following the footsteps of David Robinson, of Tim Duncan, great French players Boris Diaw and Tony Parker. What are your emotions right now?
Can't really describe them, you know. It's just my heart's beating. I got everyone I love, everyone I know around me. It's a really special moment I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
There's American fans and NBA fans across the world are still learning about you. What is the NBA? What are the San Antonio Spurs getting with Victor Wembanyama?
Team player. I'm going to make everything to win as many games as I can. And I'm trying to win a ring ASAP, so be ready.
So the San Antonio Spurs were tied up in knots. I talked to their general manager, Brian Wright, today. He's been not able to sleep for a week. Now that you know where you're going, what do you think you can take the Spurs next season?
I'm gonna try and bring my feelings here. I love Texas. I've been there before. I'm really, really happy, and I really can't wait to meet the fans and to meet, hopefully, the team I'm about to join in June.
Oh, okay. Little French connection there. At one point in time, Victor Wembanyama, he played for Tony Parker's team at one point. And we know Tony Parker obviously connected to the San Antonio Spurs. There's another Frenchman, Boris Diaw, also connected to the Spurs, also involved. And so, yeah, if there would be a team that most of folks in Paris, of which they are basketball crazy, would be familiar with, it'd be the San Antonio Spurs. And so there are a lot of fans running around saying the fix is in, that Victor Wembanyama destined to go hang out with Popovich. Popovich can end his career when he chooses by saying, hey, I brought you Victor Wembanyama. Y'all take it the rest of the way. But is this going to be easy for Victor Wembanyama? Great marketing by the NBA. Let's put a 7'5" Sasquatch in JFK Airport in the middle of the afternoon, and let's just see what happens. The people went crazy for the dude. What's he going to do when he's around basketball players? Not normal-sized human beings. What's going to happen when Victor Wembanyama, 7'5", a beanpole, is out there on the court? Yeah, he can block shots. Yeah, he's pretty fluid. Yes, he's ridiculously athletic. If you've seen the highlights, put back dunks where he doesn't really have to jump. I saw him block a guy's shot in the paint, and then the team got the ball back, and then he blocked the shot in the corner three. Like, what are you doing? You could just reach out. You don't even got to jump. And then he can actually shoot the ball. I'm not expecting him to post anybody up, but I'm expecting him to shoot over people. I'm expecting to see him move and run in transition. I'm also expecting him to get bullied. It's going to take him several years before he is, let's just say, stout, strong. I mean, the closest comparison physically and I guess skill set-wise, which doesn't even do him justice, is 7'3". Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis came in 7'3", had some springs, running around, put back Jays, can knock down a three. Kristaps Porzingis has also dealt with his own injuries over the years, and I would think some of it has to do with his 7'3" size. It ain't easy being that damn big. Let's think about somebody who was big, but he was stout, and he didn't last long because of foot problems. Let's look at Yao Ming. Yao Ming comes into the NBA, and he's running around. Hey, Yao, how big are you? 7'6". Yeah, I'm posting people up. I'm knocking down Jays. Let's think about some other giant human beings that have come through the NBA. I don't care if you are Georgie Morrison. I don't care if you're Sean Bradley, 7'7", 7'6". These dudes just stayed in the paint. They looked pained while they were running. Those guys look like they fell apart. Victor Wembanyama is moving around, man. He's going coast to coast. He's athletic. I think he'll be okay, but it's almost impossible to think what he'll do. If I'm the San Antonio Spurs, I'm saying to myself, I want Victor Wembanyama in transition. I want to try to avoid as much contact early as possible. I want him blocking shots. I want him running up and down the court. I don't want him in isolation. I want him moving the ball. This is why the San Antonio Spurs is the best team for Victor Wembanyama to go to, because he's not going to be out there just dribbling the living hell out of the ball only to jack up a shot. He's not going to go out there getting the ball on every possession and just putting on the show like he's more of a freak show. I'm sorry, at 7'5", than he already is. And so the jury is out on what happens with Victor Wembanyama. But you got to take the chance. You got to take the opportunity. You got to go for it. He could last. He's going to be around for 10 years before his body gives out. Is a 7'5" wing gonna last for 15 to 20 years? I highly doubt it. If you're the Spurs, you want to get as much out of this guy over the next 5 to 10 years and keep it moving. Because we haven't seen anybody in the NBA like him. I don't care what you have seen of Ralph Sampson. I don't care what highlight you saw. There ain't nobody big as him, moving like him, flying all over the damn place, with a handle like him. And here's the deal. He's 19 years old. He is 7'5". There's a good chance that he might grow some more. What? Victor Wembanyama is here in the United States of America. He towers over Rudy Gobert. He towers over Kevin Durant. He shoots like Durant. He blocks shots like Gobert. And he moves better than Kristaps Porzingis, who he's about 2 inches taller than. Victor Wembanyama's in America. He's going number one on Thursday to the San Antonio Spurs. But how's he going to last? How is he going to hold up? No one knows. I'll tell you this. I'd be shocked if over the next several years, I'd be shocked if Victor Wembanyama plays, let's say, more than 65 games, 60 games over the next 3 years. I would think he's going to be out 15 to 20 games every season. And I don't want to be the negative guy here. This is just my thoughts. Is it going to be a knee? Is it going to be an ankle? Is it going to be a thigh? Is it going to be a bruise? We haven't seen this before. And the way that players already get hurt, maybe Victor Wembanyama will be a surprise. Maybe he'll play more games than the opposite of Victor Wembanyama, Zion Williamson. I'll tell you this, though. When Victor Wembanyama comes to town, people are going to show up. People are going to show out because they want to see this dude. 7'5" Frenchman. Man, he's gotten more hype than any NBA player, any prospect since LeBron James. I think he'll be okay when he plays. I hope he does. We'll find out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Victor Wembanyama lands in the United States of America, is immediately mobbed. Do you think Victor Wembanyama, all 7'5" of them for now at 19, do you think he's going to hold up in the NBA? You know, it's impossible to kind of gauge, but what are your thoughts? 855-212-4CBS. We'll talk more about Victor Wembanyama. I want to talk to you about Aaron Judge. He's a giant freak in his own respect, and he ain't playing. We got a lot to do. We'll get into Chris Paul and Bradley Beal and Dunleavy and Draymond and Bob Huggins and Messi and Stephon Diggs. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Victor Wembanyama is here in the United States of America. He lands at an airport in New York. He gets off of a commercial flight from Paris. He's mobbed at the airport. Hey, Shep, when's the last time you seen a dude, a 7'5", walk through an airport?
Never.
Never. I think that today was the first time that I think most people saw a 7'5" dude walk through the airport. He signs autographs. He signs basketballs. He goes through security. He walks through baggage claim. He goes to his car to go to Manhattan, just like a million other people. No preferential treatment here for Victor Wembanyama, as the NBA, let's be real, the NBA wants him to be seen. And so Victor Wembanyama, all 7'5" of them, will go number one on Thursday in Brooklyn to the San Antonio Spurs. Good for him. He'll actually go to a competent organization. And after that, it's just watching. You know, LeBron James, he exceeded any expectations. LeBron James lived up to the billing. He went past it. LeBron James, arguably, in some people's eyes, he's the greatest basketball player of all time. To even be in that conversation, to even have it be considered, means that LeBron James just went way past what people thought he was going to be or could be. He lived up to the billing. Victor Wembanyama, does he have those expectations? I wouldn't say so at all. But the curiosity is there to see what he does. And I've asked trainers and agents, and you know, everybody pretty much says the same thing. Yeah, he's skilled, but he's going to have to get used to the physicality in the NBA on a consistent basis. Because playing over in Europe, playing in the French League, you're not playing as many games. You're not playing back-to-back. You might play once or twice a week, and then you think about the size of the country. You ain't bouncing from, let's say, Miami to Portland, to Sacramento, to Golden State, to Los Angeles, to Texas. San Antonio is going to be his home, but go to Dallas, go to Houston, and then go to New York and Boston and Philly, and it's not the same. It's not the same. So benefit to him, already playing with grown men since he was 15. But to push out the 82 games? I mean, we've seen the San Antonio Spurs. They basically created load management for their old-ass players. Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. We saw them do that. You don't think Greg Popovich is going to tell Wembanyama to sit down? You don't think they're going to look at every chance and an opportunity to say, you know what, this game is out of hand, or, you know, we want to limit his minutes here, sit down? And this might be a future conflict in the NBA, because they know this. Every place that Victor Wembanyama goes, you're going to hear about it. If Victor Wembanyama comes here to Atlanta, man, you can't take a rest day. Come on. San Antonio Spurs are going to be one of the hottest tickets in the NBA this season. You know, if he goes to New York, he can't pick Brooklyn or Madison Square Garden, man. You got to do both. You can't sit down in Brooklyn for MSG. He can't go to Oklahoma City and say, I'm taking a day off. He can't go play against the Wizards in D.C. and say, well, Popovich and the Spurs, you know, back to back. They said no. The biggest issue is, how is he going to work? How's that body going to work? 7'5", about 210 pounds. What? How the hell do you stretch that much weight over that size? He's a beanpole. Shep, are you excited to see Wembanyama? You think he's going to have a good first year?
I do. He's obviously playing for a coach that understands what it's like having all this type of pressure on you. Obviously, Tim Duncan, a different body frame. But Greg Popovich understands what it means to come into the NBA and have a future bestowed on you from day one, a la Tim Duncan. It's going to be very interesting, Jared, because like you said, this is the team that understands load management better than anybody. And they started this. And so you know they're going to be sitting him down these games where he is traveling to Atlanta, traveling to Orlando, you know, traveling to the smaller market teams and the teams that haven't been successful that finally have something to, you know, look forward to. I think he's going to be phenomenal, JR. You're right, 7'5", 210 pounds. I don't know if that necessarily holds up. I mean, who's the closest comparison Yao Ming?
Nobody.
Right, nobody. Okay, fair enough. I know you said Ralph Sampson. You're right. But if you had to say, if you had to put a stretch on this and say maybe there's a little bit of similarity in terms of body size, skill,
it's
Yao Ming.
It's athletic. It's more athletic Porzingis. That's it, man.
Okay. That's all right. And obviously we know he has not held up. He hasn't.
He has not.
Still going, but he hasn't held up.
He has not, and he is less athletic from when he had – well, he's older now as well, but he's less athletic than when he had that ACL tear. And come on, I mean, 7'3". First of all, Porzingis had a good bounce-back season last year, all things considered. Now he'll have an opportunity to stay with Washington or move on elsewhere. But he really – the best thing – this is the best comparison. And he's not – he's a world-class scorer by himself. It's stretching out Kevin Durant to, you know, 7'5". It's just adding another 5-6 inches to the dude. It makes no sense. So I can't recall waiting or wanting to see another NBA player. And here in Atlanta, as he's sitting out, you can't. There's going to be too much of a fuss and anticipation. It is a hotbed for culture and entertainment here. It would be nuts if he didn't participate. Where he sits out and how they do it, I don't know if this will adjust load management. You know, we got to really lower his minutes, or, you know, is he going to play only 25 a game? Can you even get away with that? It's a curious scenario with Victor Wembanyama.
Just to clarify, you're telling me, because I know you were paying attention to him when he was playing for St. Vincent St. Mary, you're more excited to see the debut of Victor Wembanyama than you were LeBron James in 2003?
We had saw LeBron. It wasn't about – it was more so whether or not LeBron was going to live up. And that was a long stretch of time. There was an anticipation that here is – and we didn't even have these injury worries or concerns – it was, here's LeBron James. He's great. Is he going to be great? We've had a lot of prospects that come in, and LeBron more hyped up than anybody. Certainly a different time, a different era. But there's more of a curiosity. I'm more interested in seeing Victor Wembanyama because I don't know what he's going to do. We all knew LeBron was going to play ball. Was he going to be an all-star? Was he going to be a Hall of Famer? Was he going to be the greatest, the best? That's what the anticipation was. The anticipation here with Wembanyama is completely different. There's plenty of six, and not in the same way. There's plenty of 6'6", 7'8", 9 guys walking around. The NBA has pushed them out forever. We have never seen a dude 7'5" in the NBA that's supposed to move like him. They've all been big lugs, shot blockers, unathletic. I can lift my arms, I can jog a little bit, and then I got to sit down and have some oxygen. He is a freak. There's no other way to talk about it. And so what Victor Wembanyama does, LeBron was, okay, what is he going to be? Is he going to be a bust? Is he going to be great? That's it. We've had a lot of those dudes. Him, it's almost, I don't want to say impossible. The expectation isn't for Victor Wembanyama to be great or one of the greatest or ridiculous. The expectation is, can he be like a very good player? Can he be a multiple-time All-Star? Can he lead a team to a championship? That's the conversation that's been there, not whether or not, you know, he's going to be one of the best of all time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, fellas? I think I might know the answer to the question I was going to ask, but Sean Bradley, was it BYU, JR?
Yes.
So
big
he had old to go spend,
Mormon, yes.
Yes, so he had to go spend 5 years away from basketball. Is that how BYU works?
For religious retreat? I don't know if it's 5 years.
Yeah, but they have to go be missionaries or something.
Correct.
And
yes.
And he, but that's only 7'5". I think he was 7'5", but he was a big butt.
He was 7'6".
Okay. But that time away from basketball probably hurt him. I'd forgotten about that.
No, but he came into the league in his early 20s. I don't think they have to go on a 5-year missionary period now.
Yeah. But he just said this kid's.
They do that in college, man, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. But this kid's more athletic. I'm going to go home and watch some tape on him right now, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all are so awesome, man. Jeff, the common voice, man. Y'all are just, y'all, you know how good you are. I appreciate you. God bless.
Well, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you. Hey, Shep, Tommy's going to send you some money.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Yeah, to your point, I mean, he does have the missionary, but it didn't, but he still played as a rookie at 21 years old. So it's not like it took him away from the NBA. He just had a shortened college career than most people.
Yeah, he didn't pull. I mean, not even David Robbins. Nobody was gone for 5 years, man.
Right, but he didn't have to go. Right, but the Admiral came into the NBA late, though. Bradley didn't. Bradley came in at 21. Admiral had to, because he was drafted, I believe, in 87.
And it was only two years later.
Correct, and he was obviously a rookie in 89. He should have been in that 87 draft class.
Yeah, but my point is, even he serving didn't have to wait no 5 years.
No, he did not.
I don't know what his thoughts were there. But, yeah, Sean Bradley, he was 7'6", and he came into the league, and did he max out at what people thought he was going to be? He was taken number 2 overall, and what does anybody remember him for? Just blocking shots, man. That's it. Just blocking shots. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls. And then I got to tell you about somebody else who is freakishly big. There were massive concerns about how he was going to hold up. And I guess, has he held up okay? I don't know. He's a big man, and now he got a busted toe. So I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Victor Wembanyama and, you know, what his career, what these first years, what anything might look like, knowing the fact that he is 7'5 here, coming into the NBA, a little more than 200 pounds. He's played professionally in France since he was 15 years old, so he's used to playing against, you know, grown-ass men. How is he going to hold up? Guys who have typically been his size, they don't last. They've been post players. They've been strictly defenders. He is ridiculously athletic. He has handle. He has a shot. He has been compared to a mix of Durant, Nowitzki, and Rudy Gobert. And that's nuts. And if you take a look at some of the players who he might be physically resemble, I say, what is he, a stretched out Durant? You know, is he a Porzingis? You know, you think about someone like Ralph Sampson, who I mentioned. Ralph wasn't moving like this dude with the crossovers and just everywhere. And so we can think about all the tall dudes and guys who moved around. It's tough. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the same time, I mentioned this. Speaking of giant freaks of nature and what they can or can't do, I got to fill you in on this. Aaron Judge has been out for the New York Yankees dating back to June 4th. That's almost the entire month, basically, here. The New York Yankees have lost 8 of 12 games since he's been out. The Yankees are on a four-game losing streak. They just lost every game to the Boston Red Sox. They lost to the New York Mets. They host Seattle starting tomorrow. And the Yankees are scuffling right now because I know they're the Yankees. They might as well change their name from the Yankees to the Judges. Because even with all these games that, Judges missed, his batting average is .290. He had 19 home runs a month ago, almost a couple of weeks ago. He had 40 RBIs. Like, he almost still has a half-damn good season here. And he's going on missing a month, and the Yankees don't know when he'll be back. They hope that he's back before the All-Star break, but they have no idea. And they suck. And nobody's helping out. I mean, the team has an average. This is difficult to understand. The New York Yankees have a team average of .195 with no Aaron Judge. Let me say that again. .195 with no Judge. And then you got Giancarlo Stanton who comes back and he sucks. And so, yeah, Aaron Judge, 6'7", 285, or whatever the hell he weighs. He's a giant baseball player. He went crashing through a wall. That's how he screwed up his toe. And now he's gone. And so Giancarlo Stanton was asked, hey, man, how do y'all step it up? What do you do? And why do you suck? Why does the team suck? How do y'all do this with no Judge? What's next? This is what Stanton said.
We got to win games regardless. So, obviously, it's a big blow for us. But, we got to figure out how to win games. That's the situation we're in. So, I can't have any excuses.
No excuses, right? I mean, well, Stanton stinks. His average is .119 since he came back from a hamstring injury. And Giancarlo Stanton never plays, man. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Adam is calling from Eugene, Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, thanks for having me, good sir. I appreciate you.
Sure, man. What's up?
Yo, if I didn't have Eddie Rosario, I'd be feeling the Aaron Judge impact like the Yankees are on my fantasy team. Luckily, Eddie's been pretty hot lately. Anywho, as far as Wembanyama, man, he's a stud. He's going to be a beast. I mean, it's what the draft's all about, just banking on somebody that might have a huge future. I think one thing, too, to think about this year is Chet Holmgren's going to be around. Gosh, he got hurt, like, what was it? Was it in spring? Was it in spring ball?
He got hurt at Summer League at Jamal Crawford's game, yes.
Yeah, so, like, he's another guy that's kind of up there a little bit, not no 7'5", but kind of in that freakish mode that'll be kind of fun to watch.
Well, he weighs less than Victor Wembanyama. He's 7 feet, like about 200 pounds. He's less.
And he's fragile, right? And so I think if there's any doubt, like you've already brought up with Wembanyama, it's just that he's kind of little and as far as his physique and everything.
Well, he looks like, and he will, he's going to put on weight. Is he ever going to walk around with the physique of Giannis? I highly doubt it. It's probably not even necessary. It's just the stress and the running and the jumping and the pounding. It's tough, Adam. Appreciate you for calling from Oregon,
man. Looks like he was doing it overseas, man.
Say again?
I was just saying, it looked like he was doing it overseas. I'm really intrigued what the Blazers are going to do. I'm excited about that. I'm hoping they take that second pick and take Scoot. I think Yusuf Nurkic is the biggest problem. 4 years, $70 million. Like, I don't know why they pulled the trigger on that.
I think the biggest problem is Damian Lillard. It doesn't need to be hanging out with younger dudes, and it's time to move on. I think that's the larger problem. I know Nurkic has been a bum for a long time. 855-212-4CBS. Jack is here from Michigan.
Hey, JR.
Hey, Jack, you're live on the radio, yes.
Hey, I think that's a good comparison you got with Samson. Samson, three-time National Player of the Year. Nobody was going to be able to stop him. And he had three good years. He averaged 21 and 11 for his first 3 years.
He's cooked
and
after
he
that.
He was 20 pounds heavier than this guy, but then his knees gave out. And that's what I worry about with these guys. The other prospect that this guy reminds me of, who I heard a lot of being from the state of Michigan, a can't miss that was going to be unstoppable, Darko Milicic.
Oh, my God. Whoa, wait, be careful there. Who said he was going to be unstoppable? Who said that?
Well, that's what all the Pistons were saying and all their scouting reports and stuff. This guy is going to be unstoppable. He's just going to tear it up. And then he became the human victory cigar.
Yeah, and I think he is. I think he's a farmer now in back in Serbia. So, hey, not every Serbian basketball player is going to work out.
That's true.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
No doubt. Josh is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. How's it going, JR?
I'm good. Josh, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, man. I was just thinking of a comparison. Maybe Giannis. You know, Giannis was too small when he was coming in, and if he could bulk up a little bit like him, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so, Josh. I think even their games are just completely different. Giannis is someone who can bring the ball up court in a straight line, and he's ridiculously athletic. Giannis, to this day, he ain't no shooter. You ain't gonna see Giannis. I don't want to drag on James Harden because he's being a not nice person when he said it. He said we all can't be 7 feet tall and just dunk the ball. Some of us actually have to have skill. Victor Wembanyama is not comparable, I would even say, body-wise or size with Giannis. Yes, Giannis came in. A lot of dudes come into the NBA, and you got to get bigger. You have to get stronger. And that's what typically happens to anybody. Anybody between the ages of, 18 to 25, bodies change, male, female. You start to move into your grown person body. And then we all know you still probably get bigger after that. Giannis, I wouldn't say. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get some more of your calls. And then we got to get into this this Bradley Beal to the Suns situation. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.